Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here on this cold Saturday morning in the studio. Dick Newman has the day off. We'll be talking with Team United wrestling coach Hank Ireland here in a little bit and wrap up a very successful Team United season. But first, it's Championship Saturday for the girls basketball state tournament at Williams Arena today. Four games at noon. Class A, Mountain Iron Buell will take on Bold. 2 o'clock, Class AA, Providence Academy will play Albany. At 6 o'clock, 3A, Stuartville will take on Bonneld St. Margaret's. And at 8 o'clock tonight, the big one everyone's looking forward to, in Class 4A, Hopkins will take on St. Michael Albertville. And the consolation and third place games are being held at Concordian right now. In Class A, the game by Underwood, they beat Mineota yesterday. They are taking on Badger Greenbush in the consolation bracket. And the tournament continues at Concordia with the third place in consolation games. Hey, we'll take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll have Team United's head coach Hank Ireland on the phone with us, and we'll wrap up that Team United wrestling season after this.
What's your dream spring break? Diving in a pool? Shopping? A wild ride with the kids? Make all your spring break dreams come true at Mall of America. Our staycation package mixes family-friendly fun with Radisson Blue Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall. In addition to all your favorite rides, it's Nickelodeon Universe's 15th birthday with surprises galore. And with Crayola Experiences fun for the little ones, it's a dream break. Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention right now to Team United Wrestling, one of the most successful seasons in Team United history, and Coach Hank Ireland joins us by phone. And good morning, Hank.
Morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, you've had time to regroup here and think about what a great season you guys had.
Yeah, it was truly a fun, special year.
And, yeah.
The kids really made it great. They performed pretty dang well, I think. You know, fifth in state, that's pretty special.
That's right. How many kids, let's say, from seventh grade and senior, how many wrestlers are out on the Team United Wrestling program, roughly?
We had about 40 of them total, with three seniors, and those seniors really led this group. And those three, along with Dan Gummickson, were our captains, and our seniors were Ethan Moravitz, Xander Claussen, and Holt Larson. And yeah, they led this team, and they're the reason this team got fifth. You know, they had a great, tremendous year.
Good. And you got a good feeder program. I understand there's a youth tournament or a state tournament going on today. What was that about again?
Yep, the team qualifier for the NYWA state tournament is today for them. So they're, not quite sure. I can't remember where they're at, but they're...
What grades is that, Hank?
That's K to 6. So you could have a kindergartner wrestling a fourth grader. You could have a sixth grader wrestling a third grader. So that's K to 6 for them.
Okay, I saw a picture posted... And there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
we need the numbers.
Well, let's wrap up your season here. You want to start with as far as the team, wins and losses, and maybe talk about some highlights during the year.
Yeah, we were 30-2 on the year, and like we said, we ended up getting fifth in the state tournament. So I told the seniors that there's only three teams that win their last dual meet. You guys were one of those teams to win their last dual meet of the year, and pretty special. And I got some stats here for us for our team leaders for wins. We had Ben Gunlickson. He led the team with 46 wins. Most falls, Ben Gunlickson led the team with 33 pins. So, I mean, he was our 106 pounder. Kind of nice to start off the dual meet with a good one like Ben, you know. Most tech falls, Xander Claussen led the team with 2 tech falls. Most team points, Ben Gunlickson led the team. Brady Rohde was second. Most takedowns, Holt Larson led the team with 96. Xander Claussen was second. Most escapes, Cameron Sather led the team. Most reversals, Parker Boston led the team with 17 most near fall points. Ben Gunnlaugsson led us. Holland Shocker was second. And then most match points, Holt Larson was first, and Xander Claussen was second on the team. And yeah, those seniors, Ethan, wrestled all the way from 170 down to 152 for us. He had a great year, 30-plus wins. Holt Larson was a senior. He ended up with 38 wins in a state state tournament berth. He had 38 career wins coming into the year, and he doubled it with 38 just his senior year alone, so that was a special year for him. And then Xander Claussen was our other senior. He ended up with 154 career wins and sixth place at the state tournament his senior year, so great careers, and wanted to thank those three for everything they did for not just this year, but throughout their whole wrestling careers.
Awesome. Yeah, 30 wins, does that break a record, do you know? Or
in- I don't think we've ever had a team with 30 wins. That's tough to come by. 30-2, we'll take it.
That's right. You had your banquet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had our banquet. Ended up being Monday night instead of Sunday with the weather, like it's been all year. And still going on, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
It's been rough, but yeah, we got it in on Monday and honored our seniors there, and we had a senior manager as well, Caitlin Sather. So I wanted to thank her for everything. I know her dad will miss her, that's for sure. Kenny, he helped us out this year coaching, and but yeah, it's a great group of seniors, and they're going to wish them the best of luck, and they'll do great things.
Yeah. I know you mentioned your manager. What does I'm not familiar with a wrestling manager. What are they responsible for, Hank?
They take book, keep the score, and
Okay.
Well, now that we have our iPads and record all the matches, they take all the stats on the iPad and record it right there so guys can go back and watch it. And that's how I get all these stats for escapes and points and majors and stuff. So, yeah, she did a great job of recording every match. Even at the state tournament, she was up in the suite, but she still recorded each match for us.
Up in a suite box, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. What was her name again?
Caitlin Sather.
Caitlin Sather. Okay. Awesome. Great job. How about your assistant coaches?
Yeah, Ryan Swenson. He was the Section 3 AA Coach of the Year, so congratulations to Ryan. And then Kenny Sather helped us out. He did a great job. He knows a lot about the sport. Luke Boffin and Mike Coyle did a lot with the ninth grade league, and they had a successful year making the state tournament. And then Sam Hendrickson helped us out. He helped out a lot with the upper weights.
Okay. All right. Any highlights for you? What any individual matches that you remember during the course of the season that stick out to you?
Yeah, there's quite a few, I'd say. But
well, if we got time.
Yeah. Well, a few. Our heavyweight, Brady Rohde, came through for us every time we needed him. I think there's about 6 or 7 times where we needed him to win or pin for the duel for us to win. And each time he went out there, he did it. So it's not like he did it 3 or 4 times. He did it every time we needed him. He came through big for us. And there's a lot of little things that you don't quite stick out, but like against Benson, we beat Benson by 1 point, and Noah Meyer wrestled 160 for us, and he went out there against Benson, and he was going against a senior who was ranked 7th, and Noah just gave up the major decision. He fought off his back a couple times, so instead of getting pinned, Noah gave up the major, so that saved us 2 points right there. And little things like that that don't really make the highlight reel, but that matter for the team, you know. That was the difference in the duel right there.
Right, that's exciting. How about your fan base, the people that follow Team United? Quite a lot of them, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun to see the whole crowd at the state tournament. You know, the whole corner was blackout for us. So a lot of the kids dyed their hair black, and that was our theme, I guess, going into the state tournament. Was
oh,
blackout.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you could tell where the United section was, and the fans were just great. You know, they had the roadie chants down there in the final and the match. It was a lot of fun to see all the fans, and the school's support was tremendous.
Awesome. Yeah, when you get three schools combined like that, that's pretty special too, isn't it?
Yeah, and the 80s were great to set up test us at each school, and they set up a practice for us down in the cities at Augsburg University.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun for the guys.
Well, that's a good place to practice wrestling is Augsburg.
Yeah, they got some good history there.
They do. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to mention, Hank, or that we haven't touched on yet?
Oh, thanks to you guys for covering us, and it was a fun year.
Yeah, Dick Newman and Danny Lee, they breathe high school wrestling, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they talk about.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, Hank, as well. That was your first year, and, first year head coach, right?
Yep.
And it went well for you. Now, you set the bar high there for yourself, Hank.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people told me. It's pretty high, but that's fine. We'll keep it high.
All right. Thanks for wrapping up the Team United season there, Hank. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Hank Ireland of Team United. We'll take a commercial break and come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, March 17th through Monday, March 20th in Theater 1. It's Jesus Revolution. That's Jesus Revolution in Theater 1, rated PG-13. In Theater 2, Ant-Man Quantumania, rated PG-13. Ant-Man in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Here are some weather-related announcements to pass along. The funeral for Lynn Hansen has been changed to Monday, March 20th at 10:30 at Garfield Lutheran Church. Visitation at 5 o'clock Sunday, March 19th, with a prayer service at 7 o'clock. Visitation will continue before the service on Monday at the church. Men's Bible study at Riverside Town Hall in Dawson today is canceled. The Sunday brunch at the UCC Church in Marietta is canceled tomorrow. The Big Stone Sports and Leisure Show in Ortonville, that has been canceled for today and tomorrow. And that's what we have for weather-related announcements right now.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Paul Ramo back here in the studio with the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Well, this is a short coach show. Hank's the only coach we have on this morning. Coach Dylan Erickson of Lacapra Valley Girls Basketball Team. He'll wrap up the girls' season next week. And we did wrap up the Lacapra Valley boys' season last Saturday. So then we'll start talking with some JV coaches and see how their seasons went as well in the next couple Saturdays. I want to congratulate Coach Corey Larson and Dawson Boyd Blackjack Boys basketball team on an outstanding season. And the best of luck to RTR at the State Boys Basketball Tournament this coming week. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Show here on Q92. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
What's your dream spring break? Diving in a pool? Shopping? A wild ride with the kids? Make all your spring break dreams come true at Mall of America. Our staycation package mixes family-friendly fun with Radisson Blu Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall. In addition to all your favorite rides, it's Nickelodeon Universe's 15th birthday with surprises galore. And with Crayola Experiences fun for the little ones, it's a dream break. Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
It's 922. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Black Apparel Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.